A yellow single-engine airplane appeared over the skies of Missoula today, making long, lazy circles over downtown Missoula and the University of Montana campus. It towed an enormous square banner. In big print were the words, "Stop the War." Smaller letters read, "10-week abortion." Next to the words was a picture of a quarter and what appeared to be two severed limbs of an aborted fetus. Reaction to the flying billboard on the UM campus was varied, to say the least. Adam Spenner says he just didn't get it.
I don't think the message is clear. I think it's interesting that someone would pay to have that done when it's not a clear message. You know? I did see that earlier, and the picture's kind of hard to make out, but I don't think it has to do with the war.
Bridget Farr was impressed with the display.
I think it's amazing. I've never actually seen one in real life before, and it's a big statement. It's dramatic, I think, that it's catching a lot of people's attention that normally wouldn't have paid attention to the issue.
Is it offensive to you or not?
To me, it's not, I don't think. Even if I didn't, I just think I respect people that care enough to do something about it, so I think that in itself is respectable.
Randall Skelton shook his head as he processed the flying billboard.
They're equating abortion to war, I think, is their intention. War on fetuses or something. I'm very pro-choice. I don't see that that abortion is a war. I think it's abstract enough that it doesn't bother me. Just one of those things that kind of makes me scratch my head and go, gosh, there's a lot of craziness in the world, isn't there?
Shanley Swanson wondered just how trustworthy the message really was.
I don't necessarily believe that that's what a 10-week abortion looked like. I do think that it's kind of inappropriate. I understand that the shock value of the message is probably what they're going for, but I feel as if the information that they're giving seems to be probably skewed towards the favor of, and it's not as if you can really ask the pilot to explain the situation with the 10-week abortion. I don't know if I question the validity of the photograph.
The banner urged people to call a phone number that routes callers to a pre-recorded message sponsored by the California-based Center for Bioethical Reform.
This is the Center for Bioethical Reform. After listening to a brief explanation of the rationale behind our aborted baby billboard projects, you will be given an opportunity to leave a message. If you are calling to tell us that you support abortion rights, then we wonder, why don't you want anyone to see what abortion looks like? If abortion is such a great idea, perhaps you should ask yourself why a picture of it makes you so angry. If you are calling to express a concern...
Bill Cunningham is the center's executive director. He says the center has American, Canadian, and Scandinavian offices, but would not tell how many people are actually involved in the group. He says it has a full roster of full-time, part-time, and several hundred volunteers. Cunningham says the center uses such graphic imagery on its flying and truck billboards for a very good reason.
When you study the history of social reform in this country, going all the way back to the abolition of child labor and even slavery, and look at the civil rights movement that won equality of opportunity for African Americans, and you look at anti-war movements, invariably it is shocking imagery that drives social reform.
And Cunningham says the American mass media have typically rallied behind the cause of social reform and have been willing to publish and broadcast disturbing imagery towards that end. But he says the pro-life movement is the rare exception to that rule.
And so instead of seeing the chief of the Vietnamese National Police blowing out the brains of a Viet Cong suspect during the Vietnam War, and the photo and the film gets published and broadcast all over the country ad nauseum, when we attempt to even take a paid ad with an aborted baby photo, the photo gets spiked. And so we've had to create alternative mass media in the form of huge billboards with aborted baby photos that get displayed on the sides and backs of box-bodied trucks, which we have fleets of operating around the country, and we have aircraft that tow much larger aerial billboards, and we've simply created alternative mass media.
But Raquel Castellano says the Center for Bioethical Reform takes its message too far. Castellanos is the executive director of Missoula's Blue Mountain Clinic Family Practice. Castellano says just the other night she was watching a news story of veterans who were protesting the Iraqi war with nothing other than written messages on T-shirts.
They had no visual images of dismembered limbs, or it was just words. And the whole thrust of that news report was, is this going over the line? Is this too graphic? Where in civility and in popular culture do we draw the line? And so I think that they are crossing a line of civility in showing these graphic pictures, and I think that they could get their message across without showing those graphic pictures.
Bill Cunningham says it's natural to be squeamish at the sight of blood.
But that's not what causes people to respond with shame and rage when they see an aborted baby photo. It's not merely squeamishness. It's the fact that they are seeing the shedding of innocent blood. They are seeing a person who's just been murdered, and that's a very different reaction than merely squeamishness or disease at the sight of blood.
You say person. I think there are some who would argue it's not quite a person yet.
And that's exactly what was argued about African Americans. They were subhuman, that they were genetically inferior, that Jews were vermin. If you look at the history of genocide globally, invariably you will see that the language of genocide is the language of dehumanization. It's the idea that we're not morally culpable for these crimes against humanity because they're not crimes against humanity. Our victims aren't human. They're subhuman.
Cunningham refused to disclose just how much it costs to put the airplane billboard over the skies of Missoula today, but he does say the aborted baby billboard project is a multi-million-dollar effort that will continue to ramp up. Castellano says the project seems to have had a beneficial consequence for the pro-choice movement.
We have had just so much support coming out of the woodwork, and even people who are pro-life have been approaching me, and who are Christian and belong to Christian churches, and people who are Christian and pro-choice have been approaching me saying that these folks that are very few in number appear to be representing the whole of the Christian movement or of people's beliefs around abortion, and that I think it's actually helping us. I'm finding that we're getting so much more support and that people are pretty outraged at how extreme their images are.
Bill Cunningham says the Center for Bioethical Reform is a nonpartisan organization that is neither a tool of the religious right nor conservative Republicans. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Edward O'Brien.